This is a News 1130 special report.
Yeah, this week on Foodie Friday, we've got more tasty events on the calendar. Cassandra Anderton with Good Life Vancouver joining us this week. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning.
All right, so let's start out by mentioning the Vancouver Playhouse Wine Festival.
Yes, this starts on Monday, and it is for wine lovers one of the biggest events in North America. So starting on February 27th, going till March 4th, there are 64 different events during the festival. And I have actually just gone through and picked out a few that there's still some tickets left for.
Okay.
So the first one that I've been to in previous years and really enjoyed was California Cruising, and it's held at the Canvas Lounge. And it's a later night event. You go from 8:30 to 11, and it's all California wines, and they pair up with some foods that go with each particular wine. And my favorite wines, not to miss there, would be La Crema, Trochard, and Paul Hobbs. So that's a really fun, vibrant event to go to.
Mm-hmm.
International tastings, all three nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, March 1st to the 3rd, they're all available. And this is where the big room, where there's 180 wineries pouring who knows how many wines from 15 countries. They're all in the room, and you can go around and taste all the wines. I don't recommend tasting every one or swallowing every wine, but get a game plan together, have dinner before you go, pick out what wines you want to focus on. Chile is the country this year, so perhaps you want to spend one night going to the event, checking out the Chilean wines, and another doing, I don't know, Rieslings or something, but have a strategy when you get to these tastings.
It's good to pace yourself.
You must pace yourself and take that taxi home.
Yes, indeed.
There's a couple wine lunches. One that's still available is the BC Paired event at Provence Restaurant. So this is the best wine and food BC has to offer. 18 of top BC wineries will be there, and the chef there will prepare a lovely little appies to go with each wine, and you'll leave knowing a bit more about British Columbia.
Okay.
If you're into seminars, there's still room at the Sherry Seminar. I love Sherry. I toured through the Sherry region in Spain, and we have Curtis Colt presenting and Marie Sauvé. They are the leaders in our Sherry industry in BC, so they'll let you know a few things about Sherry. And then we wonder, what are we going to do for beer people?
Yes, beer is on the rise.
Beer, I just listened to News 1130 yesterday and heard that craft beer had escalated, I think, 20-something percent. So
that's right, it's
exploding.
I thought
I would pick out a few beer events since we're drowning everybody in wine this week.
Okay.
So next week we have Rogue Woman and Beer Pairing. So this is at Rogue, which is down in Gastown, and it's the women in beer. So there's 8 breweries who are either owned or managed or the beer maker is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That will be coming down, you know, R&B, Big River, Cranoggit Ales, House Sound, and the chef there, Corey Chapman, he is preparing a few different appies, and you'll tour about the room, get to chat with these wonderful, knowledgeable women, and it's all sponsored by Lundy Dale, who runs a women in beer organization called Pink Pints. So that's just $55, and that's coming up, I think it's March 8th. Everything's on my website. If you go to goodlifevancouver.com, I've put everything on there so that you can actually go and click the links and buy the tickets.
Absolutely. And check out the beer event happening at Rogue Wet Bar in Gastown. Sounds good. To support your local micro brewers. Cassandra Anderton, thank you very much for joining us this week on Foodie Friday.